Case: educate Evelyn on investor protection. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Evelyn has been a client for some time. She is nearing retirement and has started to worry about her savings. She is actually in a pretty good position, having saved for decades and invested quite wisely. She can sometimes be swayed by what she reads in the news and can get especially anxious after reading or seeing bad news stories about retirement and the cost of living. Counselor: good morning, Evelyn. How are you today? Evelyn: good morning. I'm a bit worried, actually. Counselor: oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do to help? Evelyn: maybe. I've been seeing a lot of stories in the news about how retirees are struggling. Counselor: okay, and are you concerned that you're not prepared? Evelyn: a little bit, but I think I have something that will help. Counselor: and what's that? Evelyn: my friend told me about this investment they'd heard about. He forwarded me an email with the details. It says it is guaranteed to double my money, so I think I should do it. I'm just so scared that I won't have enough when I retire. Counselor: I understand your concerns. There certainly have been a few stories in the news about difficulties in retirement. We can certainly discuss your situation more, but I just want to talk a little bit about this investment. Question 1: how might a counselor educate Evelyn about identifying and avoiding investment fraud? Question 1 sample response: it is important to acknowledge Evelyn's anxieties. The news is often filled with horror stories about retirees struggling because they did not prepare properly. However, because the counselor has been working with Evelyn for a while, they know she has been sensible and saved well. This, of course, will not fix her anxiety, but reassuring her that she has made good choices can put her a bit more at ease. Do not oversell this, though, as there is no way to say for sure that someone is set for retirement. Affirm her choices to date before discussing the opportunity that her friend has told her about. Regarding the clearly suspicious investment opportunity, it is important to educate Evelyn about investment frauds and their red flags. Counselor: Evelyn, do you remember what we talked about when you first asked about investing? There are no guarantees. If someone is saying they can guarantee that an investor will make a profit, we should be suspicious. This is one of the clearest red flags when it comes to investment fraud. If you want to investigate additional investing opportunities, then I recommend you talk to your investment manager. Question 2, Evelyn Bach: I feel so stupid, I'm sorry. Evelyn may feel embarrassed about nearly falling for the scam. How might a counselor respond in order to help the client in the future? Question 2 sample response: framing this topic through the lens of accelerating technology may help, as many new types of investment fraud use technological means to target people, and not everyone is comfortable with technology. Counselor: there's no reason to feel stupid, Evelyn. Fraudsters have become very good at targeting people and designing their scams to look appealing or to play on insecurities. Let me give you some information about identifying fraud. Also, there are some very good, easy-to-use government sources of information about this. I'll give you the details. The counselor should explain the different red flags of investing, for example, guaranteed returns, aggressive sellers, and time-sensitive investments. The counselor should also discuss the importance of trusting the source of investment information, for example, if it comes from an investment manager or advisor, that it could be taken seriously. If it is forwarded by a friend of a friend, it might be best to question its legitimacy.